From Norstedt Public Radio, I'm Ken Duvall with your headlines for Thursday, November 21st. Let's start with the weather. The Shasta County Avalanche Center has issued an avalanche warning for the region surrounding Mount Shasta and parts of Siskiyou County. Officials say the winter storm buffeting the North State this week will bring snow levels on the mountain from approximately 10 inches to several feet over a 48-hour period. NSPR's Ava Norgrove reports early season avalanches are especially dangerous.
While snow levels are low early in the season, avalanches can be particularly dangerous, as rocks, trees, and other natural obstacles can hide just under the surface of snow. The region is particularly vulnerable to avalanches right now due to the heavy snowfall expected in such a short period of time. Officials say heavy fresh snow may condense over top of older, weaker snow that can easily break beneath the new weight.
The center recommends the public should avoid slopes with an incline of 30 degrees or more. The avalanche watch is in effect through noon today. Stormy weather across Northern California has caused a few localized power outages so far, but strong southerly winds, saturated soil, accumulating snow, and possible thunderstorms will likely cause more customers to go dark. PG&E spokesperson Paul Moreno says residents should be especially careful if they encounter downed lines.
If you do see a downed power line, stay away. Warn others and call 911. You, of course, can't see electricity, so you need to treat every downed power line as live. Electricity can travel through standing water and also travel through the ground.
He says the company has brought in additional resources to assist local crews to quickly restore power. Most of the outages that have occurred have been in Shasta and Humboldt counties. Toppled trees and dropped limbs account for most outages, but lightning can also short-circuit PG&E equipment. The atmospheric river moving through Northern California is expected to clear the area on Tuesday. And the atmospheric river hitting the region this week may be more predictable in the future. California Senator Alex Padilla was part of introducing bipartisan legislation yesterday to improve atmospheric river forecasting and more precisely predict the timing and location of these storms. The Improving Atmospheric River Forecast Act would require the National Oceanographic and Atmospheric Administration to establish a forecast improvement program within the National Weather Service. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says by 2090, atmospheric rivers are expected to cost over $2 billion in annual damages and increase over a larger area by nearly 25%. More than 50 atmospheric rivers have made landfall across the West over the last year. We'll see moderate to heavy rain and mountain snow with isolated thunderstorms and gusty southerly winds into the weekend. A flood watch below 3,000 feet is in effect until early Saturday morning. The overnight low in Chico, 51, 57 tomorrow. In Redding tonight, 53 degrees, 56 tomorrow. Sundown this evening at 4:47, sunrise tomorrow at 7 o'clock. In other North State news, North State Congressman Doug LaMalfa was elected this week to serve as the next chairman for the Congressional Western Caucus Executive Committee. LaMalfa says he's grateful for the opportunity and eager to represent rural Americans living in western states. Current chairman Dan Newhouse says LaMalfa is a champion of the West who supports multiple-use mandates for public lands and active management of national forest. LaMalfa is a fourth-generation rice farmer who's represented California's 1st District since 2012. He recently sponsored bills to support recovery from wildfire and other natural disasters that affect the North State. Also, Chico's mayor wants to form a coalition of local governments to push for increased funding. Mayor Andrew Coolidge said during a city council meeting this week he wants to enter a joint powers agreement with other cities north of Sacramento. These municipalities would include Red Bluff, Redding, Yuba City, and Marysville. The goal of this coalition would be for local governments in the North State to collaborate and lobby for increased state and federal funding. The funding would be used to address unique challenges faced in the region. Staying in Chico, for the past two decades, Chico Chai has devoted itself to crafting masala chai for Chico. Now they're celebrating the opening of their first chai house. Owner Sarah Adams is thrilled to see her hard work and dedication come to fruition.
People are coming in, slowly discovering us, meeting friends for tea, having long conversations, and really making use of the space, which is exactly what I'd hoped.
Adams hopes the community will take advantage of the new space. The establishment opened earlier this month.
We were hoping to provide a space where people can really come in, sit by themselves, take a deep breath in their day at some point, and have a cup of tea and read a book or look out the window or just look in your cup of tea and take some deep breaths.
The business is located at the intersection of Park Avenue and 15th Street in Chico. It welcomes customers from 9 in the morning until 2 in the afternoon, Tuesday through Saturday. Lastly, the Town of Paradise will receive funding from the Environmental Protection Agency to connect to the regional sewer system. According to the Paradise Post, North State Congressman Doug LaMalfa announced a $1.75 million grant would be issued to the town through his Community Project Funding Program. LaMalfa said that connecting to the sewer system would improve quality of life and lay the foundation for future growth in Paradise. Until now, residents and businesses in Paradise have had to rely on septic tanks for sewage disposal. The entire project is estimated to cost $233 million, and plans are underway to connect the sewer system to Chico's water pollution control plant on Chico River Road. And moving to state news, the state's legislative fiscal analyst is out with its first round of budget projections this week. The takeaway, the budget is roughly balanced for now. Alexei Kossoff with CalMatters explains.
The nonpartisan legislative analyst's office says the tax revenues that feed the budget are up, but so are California's costs. That means the state is facing an estimated $2 billion deficit for the upcoming fiscal year. It's a small amount in the grand scheme. California's budget is nearly $300 billion this year. But the state's economy is sluggish, and it could take a hit if President-elect Trump follows through on plans to raise tariffs and limit immigration in ways that disrupt industries across California. The legislative analyst's office is projecting deficits could grow to $30 billion annually over the next 3 years.
CalMatters, Alexei Kossoff. Lastly, from CalMatters, Governor Gavin Newsom pledged to be the first California governor to release his tax returns every year he's in office, but he hasn't made good on that promise. In fact, the last tax return Newsom made public was from the year 2020. The Newsom's finances have recently come under renewed scrutiny after they reportedly shelled out close to $9 million for a new home in the Marin County town of Kentfield. While the governor's team has agreed to organize a chance for reporters to review tax records in the past, they've yet to do so and haven't responded to follow-up requests for the information. And finally, we have a correction to a story that aired in Headlines Tuesday. The story covered efforts by advocates in Butte County who are asking for the community's support to push back against the Tuscan Water District. Groundwater for Butte says the Water Management District would deplete the region's groundwater. The organization is asking for volunteers to help in an effort to reach out to landowners who can vote against funding for the district in an upcoming election. Our previous coverage incorrectly reported that the organization had already sent letters to the landowners who can vote in the election. It also mistakenly reported that the organization was concerned about the power of out-of-state landowners. In fact, the organization is concerned about corporate landowners who own property in the district but mostly are outside of the area. And those are your headlines for Thursday, November 21st. Our theme song is Burrow, and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For NSPR News, I'm Ken DeVall.